The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Technology and Innovations. UK airports get more time to put in new scanners that will allow more liquids and packed laptops. Drink it or bin it. That phrase should have become history this summer at all UK airports. But it's set to persist for at least another year, after the British government said it will grant extensions to several large UK airports, unable to meet the June 1st deadline to fully install new scanning technology. The airports include London's two biggest, Heathrow and Gatwick. The new scanners use computed tomography, commonly known as a CT scan, to produce clearer images. They are being rolled out globally, including in the US and across Europe, and will allow passengers to go through security with 2 liters, or 70 ounces of liquid in their hand luggage, rather than the current paltry 100 milliliters or 3.5 ounces. They will also mean laptops and tablets won't need to be removed from bags, saving even more time. The restrictions were introduced around the world in 2006 following a foiled terror plot to blow up planes flying from London to the US with homemade liquid bombs. They were not expected to be in place for 18 years and have been cited as one of, if not the, biggest cause of delays at airport security checks. A deadline for the new technology to be in place at UK airports had originally been set for December 2022, but that was delayed to this summer as a result of the huge disruption caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The new deadline comes after airports reported that they were struggling to install the scanners ahead of the busy summer holiday period, largely due to supply chain delays and construction difficulties caused by the weight of the machines. The Department for Transport said the extensions would be granted on a case-by-case basis, and that it was exploring how financial penalties could be imposed for further non-compliance. It did not provide a breakdown of the situation for each airport, citing security concerns, but said that by the start of June, about half of passengers flying from UK airports will be processed by the new scanners. London City Airport, a popular short-haul airport, has already successfully introduced the new scanners, as has Teesside Airport in the northeast of England. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.